T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a Thursday. John Marks in for Ike Reese. He's even sitting in the Ike Reese chair today. Is one Elliott Shore Parks, ESP.
Johnny Marks, what's going on? Hopefully Merrill survives these next 4 hours. I guess that's all we can pray for.
Well, Jack said he was going to call him and tell him not to turn on the radio.
Not to tune in. Yeah.
No.
We also said it's a failure if Elliott doesn't get him to call in. So.
Right.
Well, we all need Merrill for Sunday.
And it's a success if he does burst a blood vessel. And I guess for how serious the blood vessel bursting is would be your level of success, huh?
Yeah, look, I don't want Merrill to hurt himself. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into it. I'll be curious to see what the fans, what their feeling is with everything today. And I'm over the people aren't, you know, I know people are excited for the game, but they're just waiting until 1 p.m. on Sunday to be excited for the game. And there's no expectation of Jalen Hurts. So I'm not going to be surprised today when everybody tells me, Elliott, that regardless of what happens on Sunday, the season is a success, right? Like,
Which it is.
And I'm not surprised that you're saying that as well, because you're taking your win right now with Jalen Hurts being successful and Sirianni being successful and Howie having a good year. You don't want to concentrate on what could happen, and you don't really want to dive too much into the details of the season, right? And I'm not being negative, and I'm not telling you that they have to win the game. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that you can't show up on Sunday and it'd be 31-10 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and they tack on a crap late touchdown to where it doesn't look as bad as it did. You have to be competitive in this game, because if you're not, Elliott, here's what I know. 14 teams made the playoffs this year, of course, in the NFL. 14 teams make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Only 7 of those teams made the playoffs last year. So 7 teams that made the playoffs in 2020 didn't make the playoffs this year. And the Eagles, if they're not careful, and if we're not careful as fans, what you need to realize is just because they won 9 games this year, the details matter. And if you think that it's a shoe-in or a surefire, this is going to be next year they're back, and the year after that, that's why I need to see some progress. And the progress really is going to be the game on Sunday.
So the Eagles have been in the playoffs for the last 5 years. So I do think to a certain extent you can look and say there's a very good chance they'll be in there next year. But just not on a macro scale. Let's look at just this team and this season. And you're right that the playoff game this Sunday gives us all a look to see how far along the team really is. Like, if they go into Tampa Bay and, like you said, they're down 30-10 and the game's not competitive and we're all watching this, you think about it differently, because a lot of their wins this year have come against bad teams. There's no getting around that. They've done a really good job at winning the games they're supposed to win. When they've played the really good teams, the playoff teams, they've not won those games. Now, they haven't played a playoff team in a while, right?
Yep.
So that's why it'll be interesting to see. But to me, this Sunday is icing on the cake. Like, this Eagles season is already a success, and I don't even think it's much of a debate, to be honest. Before the year, everybody said this season would be a success if you figured out the quarterback, the head coach, right? Both of those are figured out. You have to have confidence in Hurts, and you have to have confidence in Sirianni after what they did. You're laughing, but how has Hurts not had a great year?
The quarterback situation has been probably finalized for next year. You haven't figured out the quarterback situation. And depending on what happens on Sunday, you might start to have second thoughts if this is really the guy. He's handed the ball off for half a season, Elliott.
If before the season I told you Hurts would lead them to the playoffs, he'd had over 3,000 yards passing, over 750 yards rushing, and close to 30 total touchdowns, you would have without question, said that was a success. I know that how it looked was not always pleasing because of the running game. And I had my moments where I thought he didn't look great, for sure. But now that we're in the regular season is over and we're in the playoffs, Jalen Hurts absolutely had a successful year. Nick Sirianni absolutely had a successful year. So if you use the criteria that almost everyone set prior to the start of the season, then this season has definitely been a success.
Yeah,
it's
but
done way better than most people projected.
So here's what I'll say. I feel better about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has had a good season. Without a doubt. I'm not trying to crap on him. He's had a good season.
Right.
The issues that I have and the worries that I have with Jalen Hurts are still very much there. I don't know if he can throw well enough to be a meaningful quarterback in this league. He's a starter somewhere. His intangibles are great. We still love to talk about the intangibles. But even on a Thursday leading into a playoff game, we won't have people that wants to put any expectation on the guy. Do you know why? Because they don't really know or believe that he can go out there and throw their way to victory.
See, but
that's why.
I disagree with you on that's why, though. I think Jalen Hurts' expectations, and we can get it deeper into this if you want, the expectations should not be high on him because it's his first start as a quarterback in the playoffs, right? It's why I always thought that it was important for Carson to get to the playoffs because you have to have that first year
sure. So
that the next year you can feel better. You've been in the playoffs. You've taken those steps. The 2002 Eagles team, right? Like, everyone thought they would win because they had taken steps in the playoffs to move up to that Buccaneers team. So I think the reason there's no pressure on Jalen Hurts is because this is his first time there. He's essentially a rookie, right? I know, you know, we debate whether... Regardless, he's essentially a rookie.
This is his
as a starter. It's his first year in the playoffs. So I don't think he should be expected to win. Now, I don't think he should also be, you know, forgiven if he goes in there and they lose 30-10 and he throws three interceptions and he plays like he did against Dallas, right, on that Monday night game where they got blown out in week three. So there should be some level of expectation, but I don't think you can expect Hurts to go in there and just outright, like, carry them to a win. He could do it, but I don't think that should be the expectation.
I'm not asking him to go toe-to-toe with Tom Brady like Nick Foles did in the Super Bowl. I'm not asking that. What I want to see is that he doesn't get buried by the Eagles and you're running the ball and running the ball and running the ball, and I'm hearing from Eagles fans, oh, you threw the ball three times in a row. What the hell are you doing?
Right.
You have to run the ball, right? Like, I'm not interested in that because you can't win like that. You're not going to win in the NFL by run. They need to open it up a little bit. I'm not asking them to do I don't need Jalen Hurts to throw the ball 50 times on Sunday. I'm not asking for that. What I'm asking for is for me at the end of this game to say and to feel like, hey, we got something here. I have confidence in this dude. He had a really good game.
And that's why I think the season's already a success, because even you yourself are saying you do not – they can lose this game and you can still feel good about it, right? They can play on Sunday, lose, let's say 30-27, 30-24, something where our eye test says, yeah, they were competitive in this game. That's why it's already a success, because you don't need them to win for it to be a success. Look at these past Eagles teams in past years, right? Like, when they were the one seed, they were expected to win that playoff game. The year later, they were expected to go to the playoffs. The Eagles were not expected to do this. Their over-under was 6.5. A lot of people said they had one of the worst rosters in the league. They've proven those wrong, right? Like, Howie Roseman had a bounce-back year. The Eagles found their head coach. They found their defensive coordinator. They found their quarterback, right? They have found the people for next year. Next year is when the expectations come in. Next year is when you should say to them, okay, win a playoff game. But this year is already a success. The outcome on Sunday is more about seeing how far along they are as opposed to dictating if the season was a success or not.
It's a measuring stick. A measuring stick game for sure, but I think if you didn't finish the season the way you finished it, which was, and listen, they beat whoever they were supposed to beat. I'm not trying to crap on them for that. They beat whoever they were supposed to beat, right?
Which is a skill. Like, that is an accomplishment. Not a lot of teams do that in the NFL.
But the details do matter. The fact that they did beat Garrett Gilbert, Mike Glennon, Jake Fromm, Taylor Heineke. Who else did they beat in these last couple games?
Zach Wilson.
That matters.
It does, absolutely.
That matters. Sure. So here's what I'm saying. If they come out and they're not competitive against the Bucs and Tom Brady, that tells me they were in the playoffs for one reason. They beat up on bad quarterbacks
and bad teams.
But
before the year, they were viewed as that team. And I think you have to take into account how they were viewed before the year when talking about whether it was a success.
No, you're right.
Jalen Hurts, and it's just one list, Jalen Hurts wasn't a top 40 quarterback on Chris Sims' list. He had Kellen Mond ahead of him, right? Now, obviously, Jalen Hurts is better than Garrett Gilbert and these guys, but he was not viewed that way before the season. The Eagles were not viewed that way. So they've already taken the step up to show that they are better than those teams.
No, you're right, but you had low expectations, and Eagles fans had low expectations because once you realized this wasn't a dumpster fire, it became a successful season. Forget about the playoffs.
And it is.
Forget about the playoffs, but that's what made it a successful season.
Right.
They could have won eight games and it's not a dumpster fire because it's like, oh, well, Devontae Smith looks like he's going to be good, and Jalen Hurts didn't puke on himself.
Right.
And Nick Sirianni actually looks like he could be a pretty good coach. He established a culture that feels like it's a winning culture. It's very important, the culture part of things, and it feels like that he's really building that. But, I mean, that's low expectation. That's low expectation.
It's not low expectation. It's realistic expectations. Coming into this year, that's what that – I mean, what did you think? When you said to yourself prior to the season, what would make a successful year? Did you say winning a playoff game?
No, I did not. What I did say was my one worry was leaving the season, not knowing if we had the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, and I think
and I still don't know.
Well, I think they can feel confident. Like, who knows if in 3 years Hurts will be the guy? That's tough to tell. We all saw Carson go from what he was in 2017 to what he was in 2020. If that quarterback can fall off, then any quarterback can, right? But I think what you can say is going into next year, the Eagles will be projected to be better. Their win total will be higher. You'll be expecting them to be a playoff team. And that's because Jalen Hurts had a good, really good year. It's because Nick Sirianni should be in the discussion for coach.
Jonathan Gannon's top-tier defensive coordinator,
Jonathan,
right, Jack?
They found their defensive coordinator, too. Like, they absolutely did. So from a coaching and building perspective, they have found the pieces to build with next year, and that's why it's a success.
All right. Jack, where do you fall on this? Already a success, regardless of what happens on Sunday. See, I can't say regardless of what happens on Sunday, and I'm telling you, everybody that's out there that's going to call in or just saying, Mark, you're so negative, it's already a success. Yeah, wait till Monday. Wait till Monday. The details matter in this game. It does. Details matter with the quarterback, and they matter with the with what happens in this game. They just do.
Well, totally agree. I mean, that's all. Like, they can't go down there and get blown out, or this whole season is just empty calories.
Nah, it's dead wrong.
No, it's not. Because it's like this whole season's been the last 8 weeks. It's basically been like you get the answers to the test before the test. You don't really learn anything. You're not really getting any better. Like, we don't even learn anything about this Eagles team other than they're not a dumpster fire.
Well, that's like, something you've learned.
But the baseline of the season is that they're not a dumpster fire.
The baseline
low expectation.
The baseline of the season was showing improvement, right? They won 4 games last year. They won 9 games this year. This time last year, we didn't know what the quarterback situation would look like. Now they have that quarterback. I wasn't as down on Doug as other people, but they fired Doug, and they now have a head coach. So in 3 meaningful ways, they've taken a big step forward.
All right, phone calls to 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, that's Elliott Shore Parks, 215-592-9494. Will people actually agree with you today and laud your opinion?
I love when people agree with me. It doesn't happen often, but it would be fun.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Such low expectations, Fred, because everybody tells me I get DMs, I get emails, I get people at the grocery store that tell me they're like you're too negative on Jalen Hurts. Like, hold on a second, I'm actually positive on Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen's done a really nice job this year. It doesn't mean that I think that he's the Eagles quarterback, or I'm sure that he's the Eagles quarterback going forward. If we've got 3 or 4 years, I'm talking about 2 years. I'm talking about what the organization thinks of him. Because right now, yeah, sure, they're saying yeah, Jalen's our guy. He's done a great job. Okay. Okay, if Russell Wilson was to say in the offseason, you know what, I would consider going to Philly. Do they really believe in Jalen Hurts, or don't they?
Well, that's the interesting part of this game is we can feel however we feel. Jack can feel how he feels, all that. But how do the Eagles feel when it comes to Jalen? Like, if he goes down to Tampa and they do lose 30-10 and he does throw 2 interceptions, then I don't know. Like, I think Jalen's a quarterback next year. I think he's earned the right.
Next year, I agree with you.
But from an Eagles perspective, if he plays really poorly and Deshaun Watson changes his mind on a willingness to come to Philly, like, I can't say for sure the Eagles will stay with Jalen Hurts. I think the list they would upgrade with is small, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't do it.
Well, I think Jalen's done certainly enough to where you're not reaching, you're not having the you're not using first-round draft picks to take a guy in the first, a quarterback in the first round.
You're not going after Baker. You're not going after Kirk Cousins.
Like, you're not having to do something, and Jalen has definitely done that.
Yep.
But has he convinced everybody that he is your franchise quarterback going forward? I don't believe he has. He hasn't to me.
Has he convinced
sure.
Howie and Jeffrey?
I don't believe
that's
so.
Everybody.
No, that, no, yeah. And they're as reactive as fans. Doesn't it seem like it? Like, even during this season, it felt like that when they were running the ball, they were like, man, we can't even throw the ball with Jalen Hurts. And then all of a sudden it was, oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Well,
he's great.
What's interesting about Jalen is I do think he's improved as a passer as the season gone on. He hasn't had that game where he completes 35 passes for 350 yards, but he has had games where he's made big plays and throws I don't think he makes earlier in the year. I think he had that against Washington. So I do believe he's improved, but you're right. Like, from a perspective of the Eagles are a franchise that wants to throw the ball. Sirianni is a pass-first head coach. Like, they don't hire coaches that believe in being a run-first coach. That's why they don't, they didn't hire, like, Deuce Staley, right? So I do believe that he needs to show he can carry them with passing the ball. So in that way, Sunday does matter. But in terms of if he loses, I don't think it's like, all right, he's out.
No, I don't. I think he's the quarterback next year.
Yeah, unless Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun.
Regardless,
Watson.
but it doesn't mean that it's that I'm happy with him being the guy next year. Right. Go to the phones.
I think you should.
CJ in Texas. CJ, go ahead. What up,
Elliot? Good new year.
What up, CJ?
But
good to
Mark,
hear from you.
What's up, brother?
How in the world do you get me siding with Elliot? Of
I know.
All people?
Marks, let me tell you, CJ's a Go Birds caller, and he has not agreed with me often. So,
no?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. I knew this was going to be, you were going to be looked at positive today, and I'm going to be the one taking a beat, but I'll do it.
Sounding reasonable compared to what you, so you're saying like, hey, if we go wet to bed, you can't look at the season to success. How not when we haven't added a piece? This is the end of this year. You've seen, this is what you noticed. This is what we found out. We found out that we had a coach that came out that was saying, hey, I don't know what we are as a team. We found out, hey, you couldn't just throw the ball. He adjusted, threw the ball, not like Doug was doing, just kept throwing, chunking the ball. Mm-hmm. He adjusted. We don't know if we got a defensive coordinator. I pray to God Fangio comes here. I'm sorry. I want another defensive coordinator. And you see a team that didn't just give up. So you found a coach that the players believe in.
Yep.
You found a quarterback who is serviceable, so you don't have to just go spend all of our assets. You've seen success based on what we thought we were last year around this time. So, yes, this is a success. No, I'm not punting and saying, hey, whatever happens, you know, this weekend, I don't care. But we are in a better place. This was a success because we were a laughingstock last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of those teams that came
right
from a Super Bowl to 12 wins who paid a quarterback that was saying – I'm not
going to
get.
CJ, I actually agree with you. I agree with what you're saying, and I agree. Like I don't feel that way, but that's how the fan base feels. The Eagles weren't a dumpster fire this year, so you're happy. That's essentially what you said. They're not a dumpster fire. Sirianni looks like he's the head coach, and he's going to be here. You said the quarterback's serviceable.
They're more than not a just dumpster fire, though. They're in the playoffs. They're a playoff team.
When you're checking the box, you're like, hey, we checked a lot of boxes.
Like what?
We check the box on can this coach adjust? Do the players buy in? Do we have something as a quarterback that can grow? Yeah, I don't like Keith saying he's a rookie, but he's a quarterback.
Okay, coach, yes. Quarterback, you feel better about. What else?
We got an offensive line that's still I hate to say it. How we had some hits.
Mm-hmm. Offensive line's one of the strengths of the team. Agreed.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, can we? Hey, the defensive on the backfield, we got a corner. We got a corner. We got a safety that's getting older. And
safety, you're talking about Roddy McLeod. You have a safety who's not going to be in the team next year. You have a cornerback who's good, but he's in his 30s. Then what else do you have? An overpaid defensive line?
Yeah, they have holes. They need to rebuild the defensive line. I think you definitely need another receiver, no question about that. But when you say check boxes on like a quarterback and a head coach, those are the big boxes. Like, those boxes are not the same size as the safety position. So the boxes they check the lines are the four most important things with winning. Head coach, quarterback, offensive line, defensive line. They check the boxes, I believe, on three of those. And the defensive line, I'm sure we'll get into this with the Buccaneers matchup, they're not great, but they're not terrible either. Like, they're a serviceable defensive line. And you have to go improve it, no doubt about
they're
that.
They're paid like they're elite,
yeah,
and their performance is not elite.
It's a disappointment this year. I agree with you. But you have the resources to go do that. So, and again, the season's not a success based off the defensive line. That's not what dictates.
See, you're checking a different box with the quarterback than me. I think that's
so
also
like
part
you
of the problem.
Don't believe in Hurts is basically.
No, I mean, how can anybody be sold on
Hurts?
Would
you check the box, yes or no? Would you check the box that they found their quarterback for next year?
For next year, yes.
Okay, then that's a success. Before the year, you didn't know if he was the guy.
I'm checking the box that he is the quarterback for next year. What does that mean?
That's the the debate. The debate is before the year, what was the main question with this team? Can they find their quarterback? Was that not the main question?
Yes, but that means a long-term quarterback. Jalen Hurts is a long-term quarterback. There's nobody out there that should be able to say Jalen Hurts is the long-term answer as
Why
the Eagles quarterback.
You? And I've had my concerns about Jalen as well, but no one thought, very few I should say, thought this team would go to the playoffs. He is a large part of the reason they're in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. He had over three, like the stats. If
you
I
know what's
going
to happen next year? Defensive coordinators are going to play him differently.
Yeah, it happens to every quarterback, and we'll see if he can adjust.
And he's going to have to adjust. You know what he's going to have to adjust with? His arm.
And we'll see if he can do it. But I still think before the year, you wouldn't have said definitively he's the guy in 2022. So that's a success.
Okay. Well, I mean, 215-592-9494. I don't think that's a success. I mean, it proves that he did have a good year.
which is a success almost by definition.
But he all like you guys are talking about checking the boxes. Like, that's one box. He's the quarterback of 2022. Is he the quarterback going forward past 2022? Is he a guy that you can win with? Is he a guy that you can go deep into the playoffs with? I don't know that.
See, but the problem with that question, and it's not so much with the Eagles, but like in 2017, we would have said that box was checked in permanent marker, right? Like, we would have been like, they have their guy for the next 10 years. I remember when that was happening, everyone was like, you have to you have to make decisions with 5 years in mind because you have their guy. I don't think you can view it that way. I think how you can view it is, do the Eagles have a quarterback they feel good about next year? Or I should say, we feel good about. And I think that people should feel good about Jalen going into 2022. That's a success.
All right. 215-592-9494. Nope. I'm sorry. It's hard for me to judge success of a season now with a playoff game still happening. But everybody else has. Everybody else has already deemed it a success, Jack. It's amazing what's going on with this fan base. But hey, listen, they're having fun with it. They're happy. What are you going to do? 215-592-9494. All your calls on this. Regardless of what happens on Sunday, do you believe the Eagles season is already a success? Where do you stand? Get in now. Marks and Reese on 94 WFP. Hey, listen, let's talk about the Eagles. They're in the playoffs, and that means Miller time. So Miller Lite wants to help you get ready for your home tailgating or your home gating this weekend. Stop by Beer Baron. It's off of Red Lion Road for Miller Lite 36 packs for $27.99 or 30 packs, $24.98 plus tax, or Boulevard beer right off the Boulevard. Miller Lite 36 packs for $26.99 plus tax. And one lucky person at both Beer Baron and Boulevard beer will win an autographed Eagles player jersey. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Marks and Reese, Elliott Shore Park's in the Ike chair today. Beginning tomorrow, 8 a.m., 94 WIP has a treasure chest at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, where listeners can come down and sacrifice an item to the football gods to bury one of the most painful losses in Philadelphia sports history. Bury the Bucks, sponsored by Miller Lite in partnership with Goodwill of Southern New Jersey and Philadelphia. Bury the Bucks.
Man, I was looking back at that game today, Andy Reid punted the ball from the 32-yard line. Like 32-yard lines from the Bucs end zone, he punted the ball.
Was it windy?
I don't remember. It's just
I don't remember either.
It was cold that day.
It was definitely cold.
He did pin him down to the four, so it worked. But still, could you imagine?
I mean, the whole press box would be tweeting the coward's punt.
Exactly. Like, the today to punt that ball, I mean, it would be the talk of the NFL.
No, you could be on the other 32 and go for it on fourth
down.
Yeah,
pretty much, yeah. Brandon Staley would.
Went from the 18, which is insane.
I watched an 18-minute like recap video of the game last night, too. I mean, that's just good synergy by Ellie tonight.
Right.
The Rondae Barr pick obviously sucked. But he strip sacked Donovan to start the third quarter as the Eagles are marching down the field. And I feel like that never gets talked about. Like,
I didn't even know it happened.
They totally blew that game. And Simeon, I love Trey. Simeon Rice is torching Trey.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have won that game.
Troy Vincent had an interception, I think, on like the Bucs' third possession that got the Eagles the ball in Buccaneers territory. It's interesting because me and Jack were like 12 when this game happened.
So yeah, I was
like,
eight.
You were eight. Okay, I was like 13 or so. It's like reliving it for the first time. I'm going through the box score and I'm like, man, it's a brutal loss.
Meanwhile,
I knew it was a brutal loss.
Meanwhile, John almost wasn't here.
Yeah, and I and Ike was playing in the game.
Ike was playing in the game. Yeah,
and I was at the game. So
There's a screen grab currently going around Twitter of Ike yelling at one player in that game. So
really,
yeah.
Is that the worst Eagles loss of all time?
Like, look at Ike here.
Yes.
Worst Eagles loss of all time.
The only and Rod Lakin, our program director, was asking about it. Like, this is when we thought they could be playing the Bucs. He was asking about the game, and I'm like, oh yeah, by far it's the if the Super Bowl win doesn't happen, we are talking about that game. Like, it's worse than the Joe Carter, and that was in Game 6 of the World Series. It's worse than that.
Well, especially because it was the last game at the Vet, and it was to kind of what we talked about last segment. Like, the Eagles had taken the steps to get there. Like, this wasn't their first run into the playoffs. Like, the Rams lost. They were in that game. They could have won that game. It just didn't hurt
it
as much.
It felt like it was built properly. They were the better team. And it hurts on the back end, too, because the Raiders fell apart and Barrett Robbins went AWOL at the Super Bowl and they got blown out by the Bucs. So you feel like all the Eagles had to do was beat the Buccaneers and then they win the Super Bowl there. Oh, by far. Like you had said, it was closing down the Vet.
Yep.
I would have bet my life on anything. I tried to put a huge wager on the game and the bookie wouldn't take it.
So that's the question then. What are you putting in this treasure chest? Like, if it's the worst Eagles loss of all time,
so
you
I need
almost
help.
Lost a fortune with that. Like, what are you burying here?
The camera's burying his soul.
Well, the camera's copping out here.
So what is this? Yeah, what is this?
So he said he has, I think it was a jersey that he would like to bury.
The only jersey I think he has is a Donovan jersey.
Yeah. And so he wants to bury that, but he doesn't want to lose it for forever. So he's going to write a letter about how much the loss meant to him and bury that.
That's very DeCamera-ish.
Feels like a cop-out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have a lot of stuff, right? I throw stuff out or I just don't keep it or I don't have, like, it's in my mom's attic or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I would bury. That's what I've been trying to figure out here today.
Now, does it have to be Eagles related, Jack? You're the idea man.
It does not have to be Eagles related, but it's got to be, I would think, something of significance enough to where the football gods feel like, okay, I'll give them one.
Okay, so if it's football related, then the football gods would be more into it.
Because
I would assume the football god's a football guy.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But we can't confirm. He's more of an eye test guy than an analytics guy. For sure, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He is not an analytics guy.
Not a fan of Jonathan Gannon.
I can confirm that.
Well, I mean, that's a bad look for him if he's not a Jonathan Gannon guy. But
all right. Well, I got to figure this out. I got to. Maybe it's something from the Super Bowl that, like, do I have something Super Bowl related?
Just don't give
or something
away that,
from
that Fire Eagles jacket you have.
Oh, the London one.
No, I'm definitely not giving that away. No. And somebody approached me, and Ed approached me today in Wegmans, and was like, "Oh, that's an awesome jacket." He's like, "Hey, you Johnny Marks?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And Ed from. From Instagram, like, yo, Ed, what's up, brother?
Is this the silver one they gave to players before London? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, the London starter where I was lucky enough to be there where they're like, yeah, we'll give you one too.
So does Carson Wentz stuff count, or is that like,
no.
you're getting rid of that anyway?
The football gods don't like Carson, I think, as we've learned.
I think that's been pretty clear,
actually. Clear, yeah, that's clear.
I don't think the football god wants any Carson memorabilia up there.
No. All right, well, bury the Bucs again. It starts tomorrow, 8 a.m. Jack Fritz will be down there at 8 a.m.
Yep.
Won't you, Jack? Chickens and Pete's in South Philly.
Meet Jack.
Yeah, he's going to be waiting out there like they used to have concert tickets that would go on sale, and you'd have to wait in line to get them. Jack's going to be like that.
Should he camp out?
He should. He won't.
He won't. But if he took it seriously, we agree he would camp out to be there.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if it wasn't 34 degrees, yeah, sure.
Well,
maybe.
It's actually not that
cold.
Well,
now you're skinny now, too. Maybe, a year ago, you could have done that no problem.
All right, let's get to our Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers on Montgomeryville, number 309. Shop the home team with Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Let's see what Jack cooked up today. Regardless of what happens on Sunday, is the Eagles season already a success? I already know where this is going. Let me see. Yeah, 90% say yes. All right.
Smart fans out there.
Yeah. Phony fans is what they are out there. Because I already know what happens on Sunday is going to matter for most people.
I just can't imagine a world where before the season, the football god said to you, all right, Johnny Marks, here's what we're going to do. They're going to go to the playoffs. Jalen Hurts is going to have the season he had. Sirianni's going to be talked about as coach of the year. Like, will you take that? You would
but
have
expectations
never
change.
In a million years would you have been like, ah, maybe.
Expectations change. They change. Expectations change.
Have they changed for you?
So,
do you think they should win on Sunday?
No. But
okay, then expectations haven't
but
changed.
But I also, my expectation at the beginning of the season was, even though I picked, I think I said 9 wins. I don't know if I believe that. It was no dumpster fire.
Right.
It was no dumpster fire. That's what I wanted. I didn't want to be at the end of the season and be like, all right, Howie needs to go. Jeffrey Lurie needs to sell the organization. I thought after Nick Sirianni spoke to the media for the first time, I was like, oh my God, what the hell did they do? Who did they just hire, right?
Yeah.
So your expectations change. So at the beginning of the season, it was kind of like, just don't be a dumpster fire. You have to make some progress. They made progress. But just because they made progress doesn't mean right now as we sit here that you can come out and you can be totally butchered and beaten down against the Bucks and not be competitive.
But making progress is a success. Like, I think that's where maybe, you know, you're missing the point here. Like, it's a success.
Nah.
It's a success because in the beginning of the season, you said the things you didn't want to see. You didn't want to feel like Howie had to go. You didn't want to see it was a dumpster fire. Those things happen. Like, that was a success. You're right that if they go out on Sunday and they lose, people are going to, or if they get blown out, people are going to call on a Monday and be upset, for sure. But that doesn't mean everything that happened this year gets overridden by that.
And here's the other thing, and we'll go to the phones. That if I feel like, man, I'm not sure what this team looks like next year now. Right? Like, right now as it stands, I still feel like this is a borderline playoff team next year just because of the, like I said, half the league that made the playoffs last year didn't make the playoffs this year. Good teams go in and out. Borderline teams go in and out every year. The Eagles are, at best case, 13 out of 14 of these playoff teams. Best case.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Right? Like, they might be 14th, depending on the Steelers. So it's the Steelers or the Eagles. So those teams go in and out. Right? Like, the Eagles...
The Eagles don't, though. I mean, for what it's worth. Like, the track record shows they've been in the playoffs.
Four or five.
Yeah, so you're right. They weren't in there last year, and it's hard to go to the playoffs back-to-back. I agree with you on that. And I don't even think this year you look at them, like, what they've accomplished this year. I don't think you look at them next year as definitely a playoff team. But I think next year, with the pieces they have, the draft picks, the cap space, all that stuff, like, next year they could be a realistic team that goes into being expected to win a playoff game by the time week one gets around.
All right, let's go to the phones. Dennis in Springfield, Delaware County. Dennis, go ahead, man. What up?
Good afternoon. Elliot, you have pure gold coming out of your mouth today.
Thank you, Dennis.
This is the most brilliant 2 o'clock hour I've heard, and I can't tell you how long.
Wow.
Ooh, boy.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
I have a question for each of you. I'll start with Elliot first.
Yeah. Right.
If the Eagles come out Sunday and take the third, the top three or fourth best offensive line in the league, and the league's number one running attack, and hold the ball for 40 minutes and win the game, will you be upset that Jalen Hurts did not throw enough passes to satisfy your Jalen Hurts Jones? Or will you be happy with the win?
You asking me, you said? I mean, if they win the game on Sunday, no matter how they win it, I think it's a success. I do believe...
No, but if they win it running the ball,
well, yeah,
and Jalen only thrown it 20 times.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like some people would not be happy with that.
So I do think on Sunday you want to see Jalen have a good game. Now, he can have a good game throwing it only 20 times. I thought his game against Washington was a perfect example of that. He didn't complete 40 passes, but he made big plays on third down. He had big plays in the red zone. So I think, to your point, if they control the ball for 40 minutes, it's rainy, it's windy, but he steps up on big downs, then yeah, I think absolutely you walk out of that feeling good about it. But I also think on a macro scale, like, you do want to see Jalen improve and you want to see him, you know, develop as a player. And I think the next step for that is throwing more and more. So I wouldn't be upset with the win, for sure. A win's a win. But I think outside of that, of course, you want to see Jalen, you know, improve as a passer.
And here's Johnny Marks's question.
Mm-hmm.
This may be a trick one, though. Jalen Hurts, Derek Carr, Kyler Murray, Matthew Stafford. What do they all have in common?
All right, why don't you just tell me?
They've never won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
They've never won a Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, Derek Carr. No playoff wins.
What's
your
point?
Still considered franchise quarterbacks. You got to get off to Hurts. Show me more. You keep moving the goalposts with him.
No, I'm not. I've been pretty consistent with what I've been saying about Jalen Hurts all year long. Wait, so let me ask you a question. Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray. Who else do we have in the conversation?
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. No, we'll leave Derek Carr out of it. All right. So just those three, because it's my question. That's why. Of those guys, what's the difference with Jalen Hurts?
Second round pick.
The arm. The arm.
And also he hasn't played in a playoff game.
The arm. Like that matters. The skill matters. Throwing the football matters.
I go back and forth on the arm. So I do think there was a stretch this season where the arm didn't look good. I agree with you. But there are throws he's been making more and more that are impressive throws. Like he's had, I think they were both to Greg Ward, ironically, where, you know, his third down, he throws it.
The third down that he threw across his body, which was a dangerous throw, but he got it there.
I thought that was a good throw. He threw Greg Ward open. There was a touchdown.
A huge spot.
I forget who was against. It might have been Washington at home this time, but where he threw Greg Ward again open in the end zone. So I do think his arm is improved. Where I think he needs to improve, and I don't know if you can do this or not, is I don't think he throws a great deep ball yet. But I think he shows arm strength on quick passes to the sideline, like 15-yard outs where he gets it there quickly. He shows arm strength there. I think his deep ball has not been great this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been pretty consistent with Jalen Hurts. The intangible talk, the constant intangible talk of Jalen Hurts, listen, he's backed it up on the field as far as being a successful quarterback and being asked to what he's been to do in this offense. Let's face it, they're running the ball 65% of the time for a reason, all right? Mm-hmm. And that reason is Jalen Hurts is their quarterback. All right, so what happens next year? The league adjusted Lamar Jackson this year. They did. Lamar Jackson wasn't running around like he had been previously. Lamar Jackson took a big step backwards. The book on Lamar Jackson was the passing aspect of it, right? The league will adjust to Jalen Hurts. Can he make the adjustment back? Is he a good enough passer to do it? I don't know. I don't know. That's why my question.
The question for every young quarterback, right? So I agree with you. They're going to adjust, and we'll see. Now, I think one advantage that Jalen has that Lamar didn't, in my opinion, is Lamar didn't have a great offensive mind there to work with them. And I'm not saying Sirianni is a great offensive mind, but I am saying he does have an offensive head coach that specializes in the passing game. So I think that could give him a better chance of succeeding than, you know, these other young quarterbacks. Like a Josh Allen, he wasn't great until he got a great offensive coordinator. So I do think he'll have that advantage that Lamar did not.
Let's go to Joe. Joe is in Delaware. Joe, go ahead. What up?
Yeah, I'm hearing all the talk about the quarterback. I mean, what is a franchise quarterback? Who's a franchise quarterback? Do you think the Saints would like Hurts over what they had this past year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not really the question of what a franchise quarterback is, but yeah, I would take him over Taysom Hill or Trevor Siemian or probably Jameis Winston, yes.
Okay, and Wilson out in Seattle. I mean, why even talk about him? He's old. He's not what he used to be. And we think he's better than Hurts?
Yes, he is better than Jalen Hurts, yes.
On his past performance?
No, Russell Wilson right now is better than Jalen Hurts. Yes, right now.
You think he's better than Jalen
Right now
Hurts?
He's better than Jalen Hurts, yes.
Yeah, I think right now he is better than Jalen Hurts. Now, to your point, he is descending, right? So,
but as far as money, what it would take to get him and all that stuff, I mean, that's part of it, right? Like, that's a part of the equation if you were looking to get a guy like Russell Wilson.
Capital, all
but
that stuff.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the argument, not that Jalen Hurts is better than Russell Wilson. That's silly.
Okay, but now, would you see Jalen Hurts with the wide receivers that Seattle had? Would he be a better quarterback today?
Maybe. I don't know. They're probably throwing the ball more. Again, they're running the ball 65% of the time. I don't know. Can he make those same throws? See, here's the problem. You asked me what a franchise quarterback is, right? So, like, I don't really think there's an exact answer to what a franchise quarterback is. It's a feel, or it's like, that guy's a franchise quarterback, this guy's a franchise quarterback. Like, for example, Josh Allen's a franchise quarterback. Mac Jones might be a franchise quarterback. He looked pretty good this year, right? Might be. Mm-hmm. Tua doesn't look like a franchise quarterback to me. Zach Wilson's a big question mark. I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback. He's drafted to be. Joe Burrow is. Pittsburgh doesn't have one. I don't think Cleveland really has one. Lamar Jackson's a franchise quarterback. Ryan Tannehill, he's their starter. Is he a franchise quarterback? I mean, maybe on the low end of it, sure. Like, Indianapolis, no. Houston, no. Jacksonville, we'll see with Trevor Lawrence, right? Like, so the point is that, like, is Baker Mayfield a franchise quarterback?
Well, I think
from Cleveland.
No, he's definitely not.
No, he's not.
Definitely not.
Okay, so guess what Baker Mayfield's done that Jalen Hurts hasn't?
He's won playoff games.
Yes!
Yeah.
And he's had, and he statistically, I mean, he sucked this year. But like, I would agree. I don't want him to be my franchise quarterback. I don't want Baker Mayfield to be my franchise quarterback. Right?
Well, like, I think your question is a really interesting one, because it's more than just the Eagles. It's like, how would you define a franchise guy? Like, who gets that label? And to your point, yeah, Baker has won playoff games. He was the number one overall pick. He checks almost every box you would want in a guy where you're like, okay, he seems like a franchise quarterback. But I agree with you. He's definitely not. Like, I wouldn't want Baker as my quarterback, right? So I think kind of what we try to label it as, okay, is Jalen a franchise guy or not? But it's just so hard to find guys now that are really good for like 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, I remember with Carson, it was, will he be the guy for 10 years? How insane does that sound now? To think any guy could be the guy for 10 years.
Guys, here's another way to look at it. If Jalen Hurts became available right now, would teams be interested in him? And the answer is yes, of course,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Like, Carolina would have interest. Denver, depending on what happens with Aaron Rodgers, they would have interest.
Indianapolis,
depending on Carson Wentz, they would have interest.
Houston.
There would be a number of teams. And Houston that didn't before would probably have interest. Now, he's improved his status of what the rest of the league thinks of him. No question about it, right? It's not whether or not you think that he's a starting quarterback in this league. I do. It's whether or not you think he's a good enough starting quarterback in this. It comes down to,
can you win with him? That's the question. And I think with Jalen, I'm pretty close to being there with saying most Sundays, I think you can win with Jalen.
Okay.
I think that's kind of what the real question is. Can the Eagles go into next season? Can they go into Sunday saying the quarterback can win for us? And I think Jalen's close to proving that.
I look at Jalen Hurts and I almost want to say, like, he reminds me more of an Andy Dalton.
I think he's way better than Andy Dalton.
Okay, take a look at Andy Dalton's his numbers and his wins.
Yeah, no,
in his first five seasons,
he has an impressive stats for sure. But if I had to pick between the two, I would take Jalen.
And I would agree. All I'm saying is that you can put up numbers and you can even win games. It doesn't mean that anybody really believes that you're a top quarterback that can do something once you get into it.
And Andy Dalton's an interesting one because he was kind of viewed as that guy coming up. Like those first few years where he was putting up those numbers, the Bengals were going to the playoffs. It isn't until now, or you know, after a repeated track record of not winning in the playoffs, where he wasn't viewed as that guy, right? So that's why I think back to the question of whether the season's a success, the fact that we're talking about Hurts in this regard is what makes it a success. The fact that, to your point, the Texans would have interest when they didn't before. Like, those are successful, positive steps that he's taken.
Let's go to Wade in Chester. OG Wade. What's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
How are you, Wade?
What up, Wade?
Let me open this up by responding to Mad Mike yesterday, if I can. I don't want to be any disrespectful or anything like that, but first of all, he's been embarrassing himself ever since he's been on his show because he comes with the same takes. Jalen is a bum. He don't belong in the league. So he calls the midday show and tried it when Ray Diddy was on there. And Ray Diddy smacked him down and said, I don't know what you've been looking at. He said, Jalen Hurts has improved a whole lot. He said, maybe you should go back and watch some of the games. And, you know, so he kind of smacked him down. But he said that Ray Diddy smacked me down. And I'm like, first of all, I don't need Ray Diddy's opinions or anything to validate OG.
He said that he didn't like your nickname of the Duke.
Right, but that's not what he said. He asked me, why did you name him that? And I said, because of his calmness, he's never too high, he's never too low. I'm not even saying he's better than any quarterback. He was like, he's most certainly that, is what he said.
Okay.
Now, he didn't say he liked
all right.
But anyway, that's out of here. So let me get with you on this, John.
Yeah.
I do respect what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying. Now, expectations have changed from your standpoint with Jalen Hurts, okay? But where you're sticking at and kind of moving the goalposts is that you're saying that in the beginning, you didn't even think we were going to make the playoffs because I heard you said 7 wins. And if you said 9, I apologize.
I did.
But the point was you didn't think Jalen Hurts was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have quarterbacks that you're putting over top of Jalen Hurts that's home getting ready to watch Jalen Hurts. That's not in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson, he's not in the playoffs. It's clear he has a better team in terms of weapons than Jalen Hurts is working with. It's clear that the elite quarterback out in the Chargers is way better than Jalen Hurts, so everybody's saying things,
mm-hmm.
okay? He's home watching Jalen Hurts. All of these guys that we put over him, only thing I'm saying is if you let him work, he's going to get better. He's never showed you that he's not gotten better in no game this year.
He's gotten better every game. Every game he's gotten better. Only thing I'm asking you to do, John, to answer to your own question, just give him the time, and you're going to do it. So you want to see him perform Sunday. I do, too. And I'm confident that he will not disappoint you.
Okay.
I promise you that. And I'm telling you something else. For everybody out there that don't know what you're looking at, he's going to do whatever it takes to put points on that board. Now, Elliot, rather you like him throwing it or running it, I don't think anybody is asking any quarterback that's in this damn playoff this week or throughout the playoffs, we need you to do this to impress us. A win, if he does it running, what the hell difference does it make?
Yeah, look, I think that's
as a quarterback, he's got to get better throwing the ball.
Right.
Stevie Wonder can see that.
I think that's the thing is that You have to do what you have to win the game on Sunday. I'm fine with that. But going forward, this idea that the power running game of the Eagles is how they can survive, they can't.
Well, I think the difference to Wade's point is why they're not asking of other quarterbacks is because, off the top of my head, I think Jalen is the youngest one in there. Is there any other quarterback that's in their first? Oh, Mac Jones, I guess, would be the other one. So I think the difference with Jalen is, yes, Wade's right. As long as they win, like, that's a win for Jalen. If he goes into Tampa Bay and beats Tom Brady, like, that's a massive win for Jalen.
Yeah.
But the difference is we're still looking at him as a developmental guy. So I think that's why you say, like, okay, well, how do you want to see him win? Well, you want to see him win in ways he improves. And one way he can improve is throwing the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Eagles, they went on their season changed when they started running the ball. And there's no you can't argue with what happened this season, right? And they shouldn't have been throwing the ball as much as they were with Jalen Hurts. That's not a winning formula. But
it's not. Yeah, I agree.
They've been winning by running the football, and I just, like, long term, you can't do it. And can he continue to improve? Yeah, sure, he can continue to improve. But I don't know, man. He doesn't see the field well. He doesn't throw to his left.
Well, I think he's improved in those areas. I think early on, so I was watching the first Eagles game against the Bucs back in week 6, and they really do look like a completely different team, and Jalen looks completely different. Like, I know we look back at that and say, oh, the defense was terrible, Gannon can't stop anybody, but the offense was worse in that game. You look at how that offense played, they had, I think, 7 possessions in the first half, and they totaled 42 yards on 6 of those possessions. So, like, they played poorly, and when just looking at Jalen, he looks very different. I think he's seeing the field better now. I think he's making better decisions with the ball. I think he's staying in the pocket more. And I don't think you want Jalen to leave the pocket to stay in the pocket consistently. Like, he is a dangerous threat on the ground.
Sure.
But you do want him, when there's easy yards there to be had, to take those. And I do think he's doing a better job of that than he was earlier in the year.
I agree. He's made progress. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Sheil Kapadia coming up next to The Athletic. Does he view this season as a success? How many spots on our Tom Brady bingo card will he check off when talking about stopping Tom Brady?
I'm thinking a lot for Sheil.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking.
I mean, the national
I'm thinking
guys, you know?
2 or 3.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah!
What's
yeah.
the first one? Got to get home with your front four?
Yeah, I think that's definitely. Now,
get Sheil, him off his spot.
If Sheil's listening, is that cheating?
Yes, it would be.
Okay. I think it's definitely the pressure thing.
Yeah.
Organic pressure with your front four.
Exactly.
Got to get to him with your front four. Got to get him off his spot.
If you get to him up the middle, it really makes him uncomfortable. That's another
get him out of the pocket.
Exactly. He doesn't like pressure in his face, Tom Brady.
He's the first quarterback, actually, in NFL history that doesn't like pressure.
Yeah, because everybody else does.
Yeah.
Sheil Kapadia next. Your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.